podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Hey, Mr. Harris, the Tobinator.
I am Mush. Dominocchio.
All I've got to say, what a great weekend of rugby, because a few things happened that really brought a smile to my dial.
A few things happened, yeah. Now, I sound horrendous.
You also look horrendous.
I do look quite bad.
You look like you're on your deathbed.
But I always look bad, Damo. Unless you went over to YouTube and saw me looking pretty. I've got a cold. It's not COVID. What a shame.
Not COVID yet.
Not COVID yet. That's right.
People think you can't get it twice.
Well, you can.
You can.
I know someone that's got it four times.
Four times?
Yes. At the same time.
What?
It can't happen, Damo. Can't happen, mate. Can't happen.
Just kept on getting
it. Yeah, that's right.
Before we go any further, we're going to go some messages from our supporters.
Ooh.
The first one, I don't actually know who this come from. Poor effort from Damo in last week's quiz.
Mm.
Could not remember Jack Noel's name. Village.
Very well used.
Village. Very, yeah, very good use of the word village there. And it was very village. Good.
It was.
And
even the the first one was more village.
More village. Can you get any
What's
more village?
What's more than village?
Villaggio.
Villaggio.
Glenn also wrote in to say, fantastic news, Super Rugby's back on Sky TV for the next 4 years.
Yeah, that's class, eh?
I think he's very excited because Glenn got in contact with us asking how we were watching it. And obviously, we're watching with big binoculars. But now we can watch it on Sky.
Mm, which is good, actually. I watched some of the first game. Who was it? No, I think it was an Australian team.
Yeah.
And it's just good to have it.
Good to have it back.
Yeah.
It's good to
makes
have it,
it a lot easier. Although you do like your illegal thing, don't you? You're quite rebellious.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, sorry.
Gosh. Ronald likes his illegal thing.
Sorry.
I am a man of integrity.
Are you?
And tight wallets.
Not the only thing that's tight, eh, bud?
Right, okay. So,
sorry.
Now, I would normally put on some music when we're doing the Super Brew results from the weekend, but I don't have any music with me today because my little cable
and again
has gone.
That's village.
Villaggio.
That is Villaggio.
From the round, last week's round, can you have a look at our top three?
We don't need to.
What?
It's irrelevant.
In second place is me.
Skipping straight to second.
6.5 points last week. And where are you, sir? Oh, yep, 3.5 points. So I've got 3 points on you.
Do you know what? Unfortunately, I don't put enough thought into my picks. I just sort of do it, and then I lock it. And then when it comes close to the game, I'm like, why have I done that?
I have to say, last week, I was not convinced on any of the fixtures, apart from Chiefs, Moana Pacifica.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I thought they could have gone either way.
Yeah, they could have gone.
Every single
And they almost did, didn't they?
Well, they did for you, apart from three. And over to the results of the standings at the moment. Do you want to do the bottom four, sir?
I can do the bottom four. The Log, lying low.
Can I just say, the Log had a pretty good round, though, so.
Really?
No, he had 3 points. He's higher than you, which is not hard. Sorry, keep going.
Why are you being that guy? Coley Poley, Jay Bird.
007.
Bradley Joe, J-Bird 007. And Bradley Joe.
In the first position, we got Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Jed's had another cracking round. Damo, not me, the other Damo, in third. And Winter Milan.
Yeah.
In fourth. Well done.
His real name, Ben.
Winter Milan's real name. Great great name, though, hey?
Winter Milan, yeah. Class.
Great name.
Class.
So, anyway.
I gave it to him.
Did you?
No, of course I didn't. I can't come up with good stuff like that.
Obviously not. Next up, we're going for?
The news. The breaking news. God, I'm having an absolute shocker here.
Kindly supported by Super XV rugby website.
Yeah, for all your needs.
For everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, over there. You just need to get over there and check it out, sir.
Yes, Mosh. So, I have the first breaking news. Now, it's not completely breaking because it's been out for a little bit.
Like all the news we cover here. So correct. None of it's really breaking, is it? No.
But Pooper Scooper is back.
Michael Hooper is back.
Michael Hooper, the Pooper Scooper.
I've missed him, actually.
He's a heck of a player, isn't he?
He is. He really is, isn't he? I don't know why you said it like that.
Because I was going to say something else and then I didn't. Yep. We'll play it.
Now, we were talking about Michael Hooper earlier today when you mentioned that he's back.
Yeah.
And I kind of said, you know, playing rugby's done nothing for his looks. Has it? You know, because he was a good looking lad when he started.
He definitely was not.
No, when he started. Wasn't.
Nah, sorry, mate.
He was like,
look at
down
that.
The beach.
Look how deep those eyes have sunken.
That's what I'm saying. When he started, he was a good looking lad. And now.
Someone's been gouging those eyes in Japan. Boof, boof.
He's going to have some story. Grandpa, how did you get that scar? Well, which one are you talking about?
Well, someone put their finger in it. So his first game is going to be against Fiji Jura, and that is start of April. But he's back. It's great to see him back.
It is good to see him back.
Will he be back playing for the Wallabies, do you think?
Yes, 100%.
Captain. Needs to be, doesn't he?
Captain.
Needs to be.
He was last year, anyway.
He was.
Right, my first breaking news, and this is, again, not very breaking. It's time for Eddie Jones to go.
Ooh.
Do you know why, sir? Because England lost another match, and they lost it against France.
They lost it against France. That's arguably the
best team in the world.
There's no arguing. You can't argue.
Because if you're from South Africa.
Yeah, true. Okay. Yep,
and you watch a certain video on YouTube where England lost the World Cup, you would definitely disagree with us because just going off what's happened in the past. But I find this just tiresome. Eddie Jones is not going to go.
No, of course he's
not. I didn't think Putin was going to invade Ukraine, and he did, so I've been proven wrong. But what I would say is there's no way Eddie Jones is going to be biffed off this close to a World Cup. No chance. But they do have some good reasons why people are asking serious questions. One is, he is the highest paid rugby coach in the world.
Is he?
He is, yes. He has held the position longer than any of his other predecessors, which I thought was pretty interesting. To be a, you know, settled team is a sort of recipe for success, and he has not got a settled side, and he's had them for longer than any other coach in history who has had the England job. This year, he has had only 5 of his players have started in every match. 5 players. That's showing how unsettled they are. And people talk about spine of a team. This has been number 8, halfback, and fullback. And none of those. Oh, sorry, hooker, number 8, halfback, fullback. Hooker, is it Luke Cowan-Dickie? Is it Jamie George?
Yeah.
Is it Nick Dodley? Who is it? At 9, is it Ben Youngs? Is it Dan Robson? Is it Ben Spencer? Is it Harry Randall? Who knows? At number 8, is it going to be Billy Vinopola? Is it going to be Don Brand? Is it going to be Sam Simmons? Or is it going to be Tom Curry? I mean, the list goes on. It's ridiculous. So they do have some serious, serious questions to be answered.
They do, yeah.
Or asked. But he is not going to go.
No.
They're going to see him through the World Cup. And they've got more to lose. If Eddie Jones takes him through the World Cup and doesn't do well, then they can write that off. But if they fire Eddie Jones and the new coach coming in doesn't do well.
Oh, he's got a tough job.
He's got a very, very tough job.
But they can't do that to someone. You'd be silly to take on that job 1 year out from the World Cup.
Well, they're basically saying the person that's most likely to take over is Warren Gatlin.
Really?
Yes. Warren Gatlin is the person who's next on the books. Well, he's available. He's an international coach, and he's everywhere he's been.
Oh, he's not an international coach anymore,
but
is he?
Yes, but he's got an international pedigree.
Oh.
And everywhere he's gone, he's brought success. And the last thing they mention is, and we've said this before on the show, Eddie Jones is like a Jose Mourinho. He's very good in short bursts.
Yes.
Not so good over the long term. No. And we'll see, because one thing I would say about Eddie Jones is...
Steady Eddie.
He does get it together at the right time most of the time.
It'll be interesting to see how he does for the next year.
I just think it's going to be very interesting to see. I mean, he has the player base.
Yeah.
I think arguably every team in the world at World Cup time comes together.
Yes.
So I wouldn't write them off.
No, definitely not writing them off, but, you know. But do you know who is writing someone off?
No.
Nigel Owens fears for Wales 2023 World Cup hopes.
Now, you just said, has he written them off, though? They did lose to Italy.
Nigel Owens believes Wales will struggle to reach the knockout stages of next year's World Cup.
Oh.
Based on current form.
Now, that's because they've got Fiji in their group, isn't it? I think you read that out last week.
I think I might have done, yeah. But
they could lose to Fiji.
Yeah, I know. And we're sort of saying, you know, England, they always bring it for the World Cup.
I think Wales will be all right.
I think Wales will be all right. Yeah, but I don't think they'll get to the quarters and that's it. They're a quarterfinal team. Although we did beat them. Did we beat them in the
third and fourth playoff?
Did we beat them in the semi? The playoff.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
They
lost to
South Africa.
South Africa in the semi.
Yes.
And we beat them in the third and fourth. Third and fourth. Actually, we played pretty well. Yeah, I think it's an automatic qualification to the next World Cup if you get third.
Oh, really?
I think that's the reason why.
Wow. So, again, going on with the pools, New Zealand are the only team that hasn't lost in the pool stages of a World Cup. But we do have France. So it
says
here.
We've never lost a game in the pool stages.
A game
never,
in the
never, never lost. Never. In the, wow, that is an amazing stat, isn't it?
I know. So it says, historic defeat not out of the question for All Blacks as blue wave looms large.
It is a blue wave, isn't it?
It's a blue wall, really. And somehow New Zealand are going to have to scale that wall.
The interesting thing was when they interviewed some of the players and coaches after the game, the England sort of France game, they said, what's different between this France team between this year and last year? And they're all just like, oh, they're just way better. So they're getting better.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the All Blacks are getting better.
No.
It's really worrying it's great for world rugby. France doing well is great for world rugby. Unless you're not France, and then it sucks.
Yeah, but the thing with France is that they're so hit and miss. But then at the World Cup,
they're going to miss.
They're all like,
they're going to miss until they play us in the quarters and knock us out. No, that's the good thing. They play us in the pool.
Yes.
And then we won't play them again.
We can only see them till the final. If we might not even make it out of our pool.
No, we're definitely making out the pool. That's the most ridiculous statement I've heard you say in a long time. I know it was a joke. Anyway, mate, it's time for the winners and losers of the Australian selection, Dave Rennie selection, okay?
Has he selected a team already?
A 40-man squad, training squad.
Jesus.
All right, so I've got Jock Campbell. He is the Reds fullback. Very, very good. very good player, 26 years old. I've liked the way that he cuts lines and things like that. It's great. And then it's going to be who's going to play at 10. So is it Lolo Lolseo or is it James O'Connor? So they've got definitely Noah Lolseo in there, which is, I think he's the future. So I'm going to make a prediction that the Aussies are going to stick with him at 10. Quade Cooper's not going to
feature. Do you not think he'll be in the fold?
I don't think he will, because I think come World Cup, they're going to have to make a decision this year on who's going to be their 10. So I think Noah Lolseo is, he's the one for me. He's the one for me. He's the one that's going to play in next year's World Cup.
Wow.
And James O'Connor will be a good
utility back. Because he can play anywhere, yeah. Really, can't he?
So he'll be a good utility. He'll go to the World Cup also, but Quade Cooper won't.
Okay.
Tom Banks mentioned that I was pretty impressed with him over the last few weeks, over the last couple of years. And then Reece Hodge. Now, I've never been a big Reece Hodge fan, but he does cover.
He's got a toe, doesn't he? He's got a big toe.
He's got a big toe. And he's got a big... he can play anywhere in the back line. The only place I don't think he's played is scrum half.
I think you're right.
I think I've seen him play.
Yeah, I've seen him play 10. Definitely seen him play 10, 13.
12, yeah.
Yeah, he's a winger and a fullback, isn't he?
Yeah. So he's done well. Losers, Matt Tamua didn't make the squad.
Yeah, that's surprising. I thought he would have been in there for 10 and 12.
Yeah, good player. Good kicker as well.
Yeah.
Good kicker and presser. The other one is Filippo Dangunu.
Dangunu?
Who hasn't been playing for the Reds, mate.
Who's he been playing for?
He's been on the bench. Haven't been picked.
What's he done?
I know. What has he done?
What's he done? Surely there's more.
Yes, I think
behind
so.
Behind that.
And the only other one that was quite big, in my opinion, was Andy Muirhead, who's been playing for the Brumbies. You know, played last year, played quite well against France, and then has been cut from the 40-man squad.
Wow.
So pretty brutal, mate. Pretty brutal. Are we going over to the results?
Yeah, we'll go over to the results. I'll go first, eh?
Yes.
Six Nations. Now, newish segment, eh? Well, we're not going through all the results. We're just picking the best bunches.
Yeah.
Italy. Italy. Italy finally won. Now, they've taken 2,576 days to win a Six Nations match.
But what's more impressive is they won it away from home.
Away from home, that's their first, against Wales.
That's their first game they've won away from home.
Have they only beaten Scotland? I don't know. That would be a good stat to actually figure out.
Yeah, they've beaten South Africa.
Yes, but they're not in the Six Nations.
No.
Yet.
Well, yes.
And then France beating England. Love to see it.
It was a really good game, actually, that France beating England.
It was, yeah.
I enjoyed every moment of it. Don't know why. Which means that the leaderboard looks like this. France winning. France Ireland winning, second. Yep. Scotland above England.
Oh, is that on points difference?
On points difference.
Scored four.
It's quite funny, though, because they've lost three. England. Have England lost two? They've won two. That doesn't make any sense.
Because it only says they played four.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. Good work, day, mate. The big ones in the Super Comp were definitely the Fiji-Jura being downed by the Force in the last, well, in extra time. And the amazing second half, COVID-ravaged hit team of the Chiefs downing Moana Pacifica 59-12.
Yeah, they thrashed them, didn't they?
But it was a really close first half. Really, really close first half. And then everything else is as it is. Brumbies leading the standings, the Reds in the second, the Waratahs a third. And then it's the Crusaders, the Force, the Blues.
Yeah, but you've got to think about how many games have actually been played here.
Yes, the Crusade, all the New Zealand teams have missed a couple now, haven't they? So it makes a big difference.
But it does make a big difference.
Does make a big difference. Right, mate, what caught your eye over the weekend?
Well, the first one that caught my eye was the Italian game. Now, their number 10, young boy, I don't know his name.
Good player, yeah.
He'll be one for the future.
He won't be one for the future.
Do you not think?
Only because he's playing for them.
Exact. No, and that's what I mean.
Yeah.
He'll be a good Italian first five.
What will be interesting is, will he go and play for a big club somewhere else? You know, because if he gets picked up by like a Leicester or a Leinster or, you know, one of those, he could really do a good job. And then he could become a well-known player.
Will he be good enough?
Yes. I think he is. I've been impressed with him for, you know, two years, I think.
I mean, he ran that back line.
Yeah.
So well. And, you know, was it at halftime when I think, because Italy were winning at one point initially.
I think Italy were winning.
Not the whole way, no.
And then Wales got over.
And then when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Gutted. And then when I saw the final result, it was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know Wales were not full strength, but, you know, when you read the paper, it says you lost.
Exactly.
At home.
Yep.
To Italy.
Yep.
Villaggio.
Villaggio. Yes, mush.
Now, did you watch the game? No.
Which game?
The Italian game.
I watched the first little bit.
Yeah. Because, you know, for me, I'm just not interested. And then that made me more interested.
Yes.
I mean, how good is it for Italy to win a game? But too little, too late.
Too little, too late, unfortunately. But good on them. They were all in tears afterwards. And
yeah. Now, I've got something for you, sir, that I know you haven't watched, but you would have loved it. You would have loved it. So, the Fiji Jura, right? I think it's first half. The prop, the big number three, he scores a try. Right? And all of the players on the bench are up. They are laughing their socks off. Obviously, this number three, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
And he's quite a character, right? And he obviously doesn't score many tries. So, you know, they're all up. They're giving it large. And then
they go and check it. Oh, no.
Right. So they go and check it and it goes to the third official or the TMO. And he says no try, and all the players on the beach are pissing themselves off. Now, what's really funny is that, well, not isn't really funny, but they could have won that game had that try been allowed. But it was just, I just love rugby for that. You know, they're celebrating their friend's one and only try he's ever scored in his life, for then to be brought
and
back.
And then just laughing at him. Oh.
But what is really serious is, the Jura looked good. They had good structure. And I think for both Fiji and Moana, you can see some potential there.
Yeah.
What's going to be interesting is in year two, because it's easy to get up for year one.
Well, the thing is that they were getting...
repeating and repeating and repeating.
Yeah, but, you know, the first couple of games, they lost, didn't they? And they still have lost.
Yeah.
But... They're improving, and that's just because they're playing rugby.
Yes, against good opposition.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully, the more they do it, the better they'll get. I know that they probably don't have the depth at the moment either, but when they are doing well, people will want to play for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter if they're still losing, but if they're doing well and people go, "Oh, actually, I could go back and make a difference," they'll just go from strength to strength.
One thing that I did spot is their work rate off the ball is really poor.
So
their defensive line is literally stationary.
Yeah, and but that's big boys, Island rugby.
They're big boys, eh?
That's Island rugby.
They're sucking the gas big time. Oh, but Revovo at 12. Oh, my goodness me. Him come World Cup and...
Fiji are going to be good, aren't they?
Fiji are going to be real good. And I've gone, it was 18-17 to the Jura in the 82nd minute.
You're joking.
No.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then they gave away a penalty.
No, then they scored. I think they scored, did they? Or I can't remember. I think they scored a try to win it.
Did they?
Yeah, 22. They scored a try to win it.
What was the final score?
But Fiji 2027 could be very interesting. I'm not sure whether...
No, they must have got a penalty.
They get a penalty. He kicked it. Damn it, yeah.
I would have got points for that too.
So Fiji 2027 could be very interesting. I think next year's too early. But if you
next
add
year's too early, yeah.
Europe, the European player pool
yeah.
with the Super Pool... Oh.
The thing is that New Zealand and Australia have to give them both a chance. So that's Moana Pacifica and Fiji Dura. They have to give them a chance.
4 years. I mean, they must have signed something for 4 years.
I was
going to
say,
years.
Do you know what they've actually signed?
No, they must have signed up for 4 years. You don't sign up for a year.
No.
Like, you know, when you look at the Wolves.
Yeah.
They, I missed it. Misarewa.
Yes, Misarewa.
You know, they signed up for a length of time and then that contract ran out. And
then they got biffed off.
No, well, it was only because the Japanese RFU didn't fund it. That was the reason why.
Okay.
So they
privately
were like, well,
funded.
So we're not, so Sanzar didn't refund it.
Yes.
Was the reason, well, that was one of the reasons why. So yeah, you're right. They need to give them a good run.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, treat them like La Mape should have been treated.
Yes.
Give them a run. If they have their ups and downs, knowing...
So be it.
Knowing they'll be having their ups yeah. later on. 100%.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Don't treat them mean, keep them keen, kind of thing.
No. Reeds v. Brumby, sir. Hunter Paisami gave the...
I saw that. Wow. Cut him in half.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when I play... Like, especially where you're like, kill him, kill him. He killed him.
He killed him, eh? That was like
it's
the
in
perfect
his name,
yeah.
Hunter.
Oh, he was very, he's impressed me this year, actually, because it's not this first big hit he's done. Taylor the 10, so we had, you know, James O'Connor versus Lolasio. I think, you know, obviously Lolasio won that one. Some bad refereeing in this game, held back, should have been a yellow card. Ball off the shoulder was given as a knock on. And these are real big moments because there's yeah. nothing between these two teams. And actually, those two decisions going the other way, like genuinely, they kicked the ball through, they're running through to get the ball over the try line. And the Brumbies player holds the Reds player back.
Why can't, who hasn't
my
seen
opinion,
that?
In my opinion, that's a penalty try, because if he didn't have done that, then
he would have been in with a chance.
Because I think that the rule is, you take that player out if that he does a foul.
You take him out of the equation.
Take that player out of the equation.
Will he score the try?
Will he score the try? 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
Not was there yeah. a penalty at all or
nope?
Nothing.
Nope. Oh. Yeah. We've already spoken about the Chiefs and Moana Pacifica. Really good second half, and. I just think that there's something to work with, though, with Moana Pacifica. Will they be able to attract the players for next year? It's easy to attract the players this year. Potentially, some of those players might be poached by the other bigger clubs. That's a worry for them. But if they can keep a group together and then build on it, I think they could be really, really quite handy.
Who will win? Fiji Dura or Moana Pacifica?
Fiji Dura, but it'll be... Oh, man, that's a game
that'll
I'm going to watch.
Yes.
100%. There'll be some passion.
There will be, though.
There will be, yeah.
You know, it'll be good to see.
What would be interesting is, how do you think Moana Pacifica would have done if they had been in the Aussie comp? Because
we will never know. We will know. We'll only know, though, when the crossovers start to happen. How will Moana Pacifica do against the Aussie teams at halfway when they start to change?
Yeah, it's going to be. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully it's just because of COVID and keeping travel costs down. But I'm looking forward to playing other than New Zealand teams, and I'm sure that the Razzle of the Dazzle is looking forward to mixing it up and hosting and those types of things as well, and everyone else.
I've got another thing as
oh,
well.
Go on, yeah, go for it.
Soekula.
Yes.
What do we think?
What
he,
do you mean?
He played well. And we can't forget about this. We can't let it slide.
Oh, 100%. He's an All Black for me. I said it.
Is he?
He's an All Black for me.
You've done it.
100%. Fine. Starts in the first test. 100%. Wow. He's got to.
Okay.
He's such. The thing that annoys me a little bit is people are like talking like he's kind of like a bolter. He's been good.
He's been good for 2-3 years. Yeah.
I just thought he wasn't New Zealand eligible because, you know, he looks like someone that could play for a couple of countries, you know?
It's true.
New Zealand.
I wonder what his heritage is.
Yeah. Fiji, I reckon.
Well, how about you keep talking rubbish and I'll have a look.
Well, I've just got one thing here. Chiefs' success comes from lightning quick ball. So if I'm coaching and I'm saying I want to stop the Chiefs from doing well,
yeah,
all I've got to do is stop their lightning quick ball. Now, easier said than done, but if you can do it, then you'll shut them down, because basically the big difference this year is lightning quick ball from 10. Bryn Gatlin has grown an extra set of jandals, mate, and he's shown more toe
than
a Rome sandal, because, you know, but they are playing a lot better and a lot quicker from the ball.
Definitely.
So if you can slow down their ball, I think they're very, very beatable by all of the super teams, which is saying something because they've been really, really impressive. Really impressive. Have you found that stat out? I said, yeah, Fiji, you say what?
No, I would have said Fiji too.
Yeah, what is he
though? I think, yeah, he is Fijian.
Okay.
It says that he is a Fijian professional rugby union footballer. So yes. Whether he will be able to play.
He is eligible.
Is he?
He is eligible, okay. Yeah.
Because he played in the played for the under-19 Fijian team.
Okay.
That was 2012.
Wow. So he's actually pretty old as
well. He's 27, yeah.
Okay. That's good. Okay, mate, we're over to listeners' questions.
We are.
Do you want to read that one out?
I do.
It's short, so you should be okay.
Are there words that are longer than five letters? Okay.
I think you're
With Owen Farrell injured and Geordie Barrett actually playing well, I am missing the player bashing I normally get from the weekly podcast.
He's got a point.
He's got a point. Steady Eddie. With this in mind, who is your new number one player who you can currently bash? Many thanks, lads. Owen Farrell.
UK. From the UK. I like him.
Yeah, I like
this.
That
guy's
that
very
good.
Good.
That is good.
Now, I did actually struggle for a start.
Yes.
So I've gone up and I've said, whoever ends up playing at 12 or 13 for the All Blacks, we're going to bash the living daylights out of them. You go coaches, Eddie Jones,
yeah,
is going to take
Eddie,
a lot
Eddie.
More heat.
Yeah.
Fozzie. When those AV matches come around, Fozzie is under the microscope.
Oh, you've even got a picture of him. I thought of him.
Then my new favourites is Braden Enor. Right?
Right. Fantastic.
Cankles. Harry Plummer.
He does have kick, doesn't he?
This has always annoyed me, I have to say. But he's actually quite a good player. Sam Nock and that ridiculous haircut.
Yeah,
that big
village.
Blonde thing,
yeah,
at the back.
Village.
Absolutely disgusting. But you know what?
I actually forgot about him, you know.
That's because he's not a good player. But our favourite.
Yeah, our
and
favorite.
Actually, I'd love to have him on the show. He would fit in really well around here. Scott Gregory.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. What about from overseas?
Oh, mate.
Mario Toje?
He's actually pretty decent, actually.
Yeah, but we can still bash him.
We can bash him. I was trying to think of who the biggest kind of high-profile underachievers there are. And, you know, there's no one I really dislike.
No.
No one
I really
dislike.
I really don't like Mario Toje.
No, I don't like him, but he's good.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
Jamie George? Or Tubby? Teletubby?
Him and Romano have been down eating the pies. I mean, good on Jamie George. because, you know, anyone with a belly that size. I mean, he just looks so unfit.
So unfit. He's got a proper, like, under boob as well. Like, it goes right across his chest.
What I love is, you know how those heart rate monitors?
Probably cuts in, eh? Probably cuts in.
Yeah, the heart rate monitors, they have in the back.
G'day, I'm a professional athlete.
It's like, it's doing two jobs. Holding the breasts up and holding the
GPS. Is he still alive? Is he? Yes, he is. Fine. Leave him on.
Oh, I love it. And no. This is coming from someone who also struggles with their weight.
Righto, my question to you. What's the worst injury you've had on a pitch?
I did my knee really badly.
Ooh.
Yeah, 9 months of rehab.
9 months?
Yeah.
Was it a tackle?
I just got selected for the first 15.
Right.
In year 11,
in
I think.
In year 7?
And I was at training and I went to catch a ball. My studs caught in the ground and I just turned around.
Oh.
And we actually had the All Black physio across the road from us.
Really?
Yeah. And he rehabbed me. And he gave me a whole load of kit.
Wow.
John Kerwin's shoes and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Class.
Yeah, never been happier at rehab. Every time I went in there, I was like, oh, can I have some?
What are you going to give me now? Yeah. You're going to give me his underpants.
Inga the Winger, who passed away.
Yep. Yeah, the late Inga the Winger.
Some of his stuff as well.
Wow.
So he's a really nice guy. Really nice guy. Right, yes, that's the bad. What about you? Mate, you don't tackle here, so you'll be okay. Oh, I caught a cold once.
And it really wrecked my shoulder. No, do you know what? It
wasn't. Someone grabbed some of my arm here, and that really hurt.
The worst one is when people pull your leg here, behind your legs. Oof, doing a fasty. No, but do you know what? It wasn't even from a tackle.
Someone gave me a dirty look, and it hurt my feelings. My mental health really suffered.
I was in therapy for ages. I was out for months. Couldn't even leave the bloody house. No, I didn't, but you're right, it wasn't even from a tackle. And I was on the ground and I was about to get up and this guy like full on jumped on me and popped my collarbone.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Popped my collarbone and he...
I wouldn't.
Not the only thing he popped.
I wouldn't be worried about a collarbone,
bud. Cherry.
I love how the podcast just turns into this every week.
Anyway, yeah, so popped
childish
my shoulder.
Childish jokes.
And then I broke a couple of ribs as well.
Wow.
Up, right up the top of my chest.
That's interesting.
I had to carry on playing because we didn't have any subs.
I
scored a try.
Did you?
Yeah.
Once I broke all of my
your hand.
Called metatarsals.
Or
across my hand, and I had to play the whole game.
Really?
And it was so swollen.
I bet.
Yeah. Bad.
Look like Shrek.
Well, I do normally. Yeah, my question to you is, what do you think is the best crossover sport is apart from rugby league or NFL? So if you were, let's say, an American rugby kind of development officer and you wanted to encourage kids.
Oh, NFL.
No, it can't be NFL. It can't be rugby league.
Oh, did
you pick another sport?
Oh, I didn't even see that. Yeah, well, you've added that, haven't you?
No, I have not.
Athletics?
Just sprinting?
Just sprinting. Yeah, or power. So shot put or javelin for the forward pack.
Weightlifters.
There's a lot of power in them.
Yeah.
Football, soccer, football.
Nah.
Fitness wise, they'd be good. Maybe for a fullback or something. I don't know.
I'm gonna say basketball, mate. I'm gonna say basketball. Yeah, you know those slightly too short to play in
NBA.
But, you know, you think they're athletic, they're agile, they're powerful, they're skillful, they've got good vision.
Yeah. Basketball's a good shout, actually.
It's a good shout, yeah. Of course it's a good shout.
What about me? Hockey player?
No chance.
Oh, mate.
No chance.
We're
going to finish the show. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to play the higher or lower game. Now, I'm going to do this week, and then Sir is going to do next week. Sir. So thank we're going to do...
Week on, week off.
So we're going to collect your scores, and then we're going to see if I can beat you next week.
Okay.
So we're looking at capacity of stadiums today.
Okay.
So I've tried to not make it ridiculous.
Okay.
So they're so close. Okay. So your first one up is, what is bigger, or what has the most capacity out of the FMG Stadium Waikato, your home stadium?
My home stadium?
Yeah.
No.
What?
What do you mean?
Isn't FMG Stadium Waikato your home stadium? Hamilton, really?
Hamilton?
No. Oh,
mate.
Super-wise.
Super rugby-wise. Part of the Hurricanes.
Oh, sorry, the Hurricanes.
Village.
Okay. Anyway, the FMG Stadium Waikato the Forth Scythe Bar Stadium. So which one is bigger?
Ooh. I think it's the FMG.
You want to stay with the FMG?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Am I?
FMG 25,000.
Okay.
Forsyth Bar, surprised me, 31,000.
Really?
Indoor.
Wow. So that is surprising.
It is. It is surprising, isn't it?
None from one.
Okay.
That's not surprising.
I've got a good one for you.
Okay.
Right. The first one is the Westpac Stadium.
Yep.
Bigger than the Aviva Stadium in Ireland. Which one's bigger?
Ooh, Aviva, I think, because the capacity is 35 or 36, 37 of Westpac.
Okay.
And I don't actually know that Aviva, but Aviva's got a huge stand. They've got a huge sort of corner stand.
Like the Forsyth Bar, they don't have much at one end,
though,
do they?
No, that's right. They've got only
a handful.
Yeah, cause, do you know why? Because it backs onto a river, I think.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Or a wharf or something like that backs onto water. So they couldn't
go too much further. Mm. They could be in the water.
But they've got a huge stand. But whether that little bit at the end counts for nothing, I don't know.
Right. So what do you want to
go
for?
I'll go Aviva.
You are correct.
Right.
Well done. So one out of two.
And what was the difference?
Oh, yeah. So the Westpac was 34,500.
Right.
So you're pretty much bang on. And the Aviva's 52,000, so it's pretty big.
52?
52, yeah.
Jeepers.
Now, I didn't realise how big it was, but then I saw a picture. It's like three or four tiers on the sides.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's huge elsewhere, but then that one.
I thought they were playing at a different stadium because I thought, wow, that's a big stadium.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't. Okay. The next one is, what is bigger, Twickenham or Alice Park in South Africa? That's in Joburg.
Yeah.
Now, Alice Park hosted the World Cup final when South Africa played. And obviously Twickenham is England's national stadium.
The home of rugby.
Yeah.
So Twickenham is 80,000, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'll give you the exact stats. 82,000.
82,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was not far off. But Alice is also huge. Now, whether it's bigger than that, I don't know. I want to say it is.
Alice Park.
But Alice Park.
100%?
Yeah, I'm going with it.
You're wrong.
Okay. By much?
62,000.
Oh, I'm way off.
You're way off. And I thought the same. Alice Park looks huge.
I'm way off.
The amount of banners they have on there when they've got no supporters.
I'm surprised, actually. Wow, I was way off.
Yeah, so you've only got 1 point.
Yes.
And last question.
Okay.
All right. What's bigger, Stade de France or Murrayfield?
Stade de France.
100%?
Yep.
You are correct.
Yes.
Well done. So that's two.
So what's the capacity of them? Because Murrayfield's what, 30?
No, Murrayfield's big.
Oh.
Murrayfield's big.
I was way too confident then.
67,800.
Oh, my God. 68,000. Double what I thought. Oh, no.
And Stade de France is 81,338.
Really? Is it that big?
It is. I've been there. It's a really impressive stadium.
Because
it's not,
they've got
not
the
a
track.
Stadium. Yeah.
They've got running track around it, eh?
Not a stadium I'd like to go and watch.
No.
Rugby.
A bit far away.
But it would be a great kind of, it'd be, it's big.
Good atmosphere.
Yeah. Really good. And do you know, it is it has something like 11 entrances. No, sorry, that's ridiculous. It's got a ridiculous number of entrances and exits.
Right, okay.
Because they had to do it to fire regulations, so they get everyone out in like, I think, 20 minutes.
Really?
So the whole ground at the end of the match just, boom, goes.
See ya.
Yeah.
Drains away.
Mate, well done. Or not well done. 2 out of 5.
50%. Oh, no. Was it five or four? I thought it was four.
Okay, 4-1. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, half 50%.
50%.
That's a pass for you, really.
I take it.
Mate, as always, it's been a pleasure. What can people do to support us on our quest for greatness?
Like, share, subscribe, word of mouth, 5-star reviews. Anything less, don't bother. And just email us.
Email us. We're actually getting a little bit, the river is running a little bit dry.
Is it?
On the old email front. People are like, they've got enough. We never have enough.
No.
So I also thank you very much. There's a couple of new reviews that went up.
Oh, good.
So well done. Thank you for that on Chartable. Yeah, and just go and support us, share it, like, subscribe, and things like that. Sir, as always, it's an absolute pleasure doing this show with you. Until next week.
See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.